Thank you. confluence suite. You know, there's beauty in jazz in somewhat unexpected places at times. I played that album the first time through, and I thought, oh my, these two guys are really telling a story, and they're doing it beautifully, and beautifully is the word. That was saxophonist and sometime pianist Philippe Côté, and all the time pianist François Bourassa from their duet album called Confluence. And that was sort of the major, well, not in terms of time necessarily, but a major part of the album was the five-part Confluence suite, referencing five different rivers. One of them, of course, being our own, the Forks. Very cool, the confluence there. So, very neat album. And there are some other tracks that are standalone, if you will. And you'll be hearing those probably in the weeks to come. It's now 11:20 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. The program it goes on until 1 o'clock, and it almost always has a historical segment, which I'm about to enter, which is why I wanted to make sure I identify the station, because once this gets going, it'll be a half hour or so that you'll hear nothing but great music. I was, I don't know how, I was starting to think about some local albums over the years, and the name of Stefan Bauer came into my mind, as it probably should if you're thinking of local stuff from a few years ago. Stefan was a Winnipegger for a number of years back in the 90s, and was a great part of the jazz scene here. Very, very fine vibraphonist, leader, composer, whatever, who now works mainly out of the States and Europe. He has a lot of contacts all over the jazz world, and I've corresponded with him a bit over the last few years, and he is also a very fine man, and he has a soft spot in his heart for Winnipeg and for Manitoba, and it shows up. This album is called Coast to Coast, and it has an interesting backstory. The liner notes, and I think a lot of the arrangements, because this group sort of went on tour in the winter, which apparently was quite an adventure with weather problems and mechanical problems and equipment problems and everything else. And the liner notes are written with great humor by Maurice Hoag, who was one of the mentors for this group and someone who put the whole thing together in the first place. And his notes are really very funny and very sort of, well, if you know, the word that came to my mind is, if you know Mo, they're a little grouchy at times, but Mo is sort of like that. It's all a facade. Anyhow, the album is called Coast to Coast, and it has some very, very fine people on it. Stefan Bauer on vibes, for sure. But it also has Jim Vivian on bass, Barry Romberg on drums, Bernie Sinensky, another Winnipegger, on piano, and the great Kenny Wheeler on trumpet. You can't beat that. This is some sort of quintet, I tell you. And they do a wonderful job on this album. As I say, it's called Coast to Coast. There's a picture of a plane on the cover. And they did do some touring. I don't know if they actually went coast to coast. I haven't talked to Mo about that, but he could certainly tell me. But the album itself is local, obviously. It has all sorts of local content, and it is just great. And it is my historical segment today. So you're going to hear not the whole album, but as much as I can squish in here. The tracks are Flaneur, Circus, Balloony, Coast to Coast, the title track, Imlo, I Hear a Rhapsody, and Piece of Cake. There's the half dozen tracks from the album Coast to Coast. Here's Stefan Bauer, Kenny Wheeler, and a great quintet with Flaneur. Thank you. from 1997, a locally produced album with vibraphonist Stefan Bauer, sort of the nominal leader of that group. But when you get Kenny Wheeler and Jim Vivian and folks like that, Barry Romberg, Bernie Sinansky, it's a pretty fine quintet put together there. And the CKUW former host and the chap who filled in for me in October when I was out of town, Maurice Hoag, has a lot of had a lot of skin in that game, as the saying goes, and was instrumental in, no pun intended, in putting the whole album together in 1997. It's called Coast to Coast, and it holds up very well. It's my historical segment for today, and it is certainly one of my longtime classic favorite albums, especially when I know all the local connections, and it's and when you add Kenny Wheeler to that, it's pretty fine indeed. And you are listening to a very great little radio station that I think you need to know more about.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at CKUW at U.